Walter Fultz, FULTZ, date 1/14/66. Chief complaint, bilateral knee pain. Walter's here for a follow-up of both of his knees. He's had his MRI scans done. We had a lengthy discussion about his symptoms. It's really very occasional catching that he gets in the knees. He did have a hyperextension episode in the right knee, period. Exam shows full motion both knees with some patellar crepitus in both knees, mild medial joint line tenderness, no instability. Paragraph MRI, the right knee shows some tricompartmental arthrosis, most severe in the medial compartment. There is some artifact from the staples in the tibial plateau from previous tibial plateau fracture fixation, period. No evidence of a meniscus tear, although there is some slight signal changes in the lateral meniscus. He could have a small horizontal cleavage type of a tear, but it's relatively small, period. The ACL and PCL are intact, period. Paragraph left knee MRI shows some more focal medial compartment chondromalacia as well as patellofemoral chondromalacia without any meniscal or ligament abnormality. Diagnosis as above. Plan, I had a lengthy discussion with him. Because of his relatively young age, I've strongly warned him against doing a lot of running and jumping activities, as he does enjoy running. I've recommended that he switch into other aerobic exercises and activities that don't require a lot of pounding on his knees, period. If he gets a lot of catching, locking, and mechanical symptoms, we could do an arthroscopic debridement, period. At this point, he's going to try to pay more attention to the symptoms and how frequently they occur, and then return to see me if he decides he is getting a lot of mechanical symptoms. This ends the note. Send a copy to Amar Shah.